M65 recording length 12 minutes and 50 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 65 Spiral Galaxy M65, and GC3623. Type PSY, in LEO in the LEO triplet M65.jpg, right ascension 11, 18.9, H colon M, declination plus 13.05, Deg colon M, distance 35,000, CLI, visual brightness 9.3, MAG, apparent dimension 8x1.5, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Charles Messier, Messier 65, Million 65, and GC3623, together with its neighbors M66 and GC3628, forms a most conspicuous triplet of galaxies, the LEO triplet or M66 group, located at a distance of about 35 million light-years. Although it is close to and is under the gravitational influence of its neighbors, M65 looks like a very normal, Psi-type spiral and seems to have felt little influence. It has a prominent central lens and tightly wound spiral arms, plus a prominent dust lane marking the facing edge. The luminous disk is dominated by the smooth old stellar population. Near the lane, some knots are visible, which, according to J.D. Ray, may be associated with star-forming regions. The lane may hide regions of star formation usually associated with such features in spiral galaxies. Our image of M65 was obtained by David Mullen with the Anglo-Australian Telescope. Interested readers may obtain more detailed information on our image. M65, together with its neighbor, M66, has been discovered by Charles Messier, who catalogued it on March 1, 1780. Describes it as very faint nebula without stars. Because of a dubious error, Admiral Smythe has assigned this discovery of M65 and M66, and M68, to Pierre McGain, a view which was adopted by Kenneth Glenn Jones someone in the 1960s, and consequently, in many sources, despite the fact that Messier doesn't acknowledge such a prior sighting, which he did in all other cases. Halton Arp includes M65 in his entry number 317 of his catalog of peculiar galaxies, which denotes the LEO triplet. Messier 65 observations and descriptions discovered on March 1, 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier, M65, March 1, 1780 65 11H07m 24s 166d50 54, plus 14d16 08. Nebula discovered in LEO. It is very faint and contains no star. Also see M66. William Herschel PT1811P311, SP2P483, number 65 of the Kinesance M65 equals and GC3623, is a very brilliant nebula extended in the meridian, about 12 long. It has a bright nucleus, the light of which suddenly diminishes on its border, and two opposite very faint branches. Fig 29. John Herschel, 1833. H854. H854 equals M65. Sweep 241. March 20, 1830. Raw 11 H10m 1.0s. NPD 75D 59. 16. 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. B. R. GBM cloudy, but place well taken. See Fig 53. Bright ground, gradually brighter toward the middle. Cloudy, but place well taken. See Fig 53. Sweep 243. March 24, 1830. Raw 11 H10m 2.4s. NPD 75D 58. 54. 1830.0. F. L. E with a R nucleus. GBM, 4L faint, large, extended with a round nucleus, gradually brighter toward the middle, 4, long, sweep 242, March 23, 1830, Raw 11 H10m 1.1s, NPD 75D 58, 44, 1830.0, L, rest center with two F branches, E in a pose 45 deg MP to SF a large, resolvable modeled, center with two faint branches, extended in a position angle 45 deg north proceeding to south following NW to say, Sweep the 3rd of April 11th, 1825, NPD 75D60, 12, 1830.0, place very rude, R, GBM, 20, 30, it must have been very ill seen, place very rude, ground, gradually brighter toward the middle, 20, 30, it must have been very ill seen, appendix, figure on plate XIV, figure 53, number 854, million 65, rod 11 H 10 meters 2s, NPD 75 D59, plate XIV figs 50, 67 includes I.43, M104, V.8, NGC 3628, V.1, NGC 253, million 65, H 875, million 66, V.43, M106, I.156, NGC 1023, I.210, NGC 4346, IV.42, NGC 676, I.109, NGC 1201, II.600, NGC 7640, II.280, NGC 2695, IV.30, NGC 4861, I.55, NGC 7479, IV.2, NGC 2261, IV.66, NGC 2701, II.602, NGC 4571, and I.143, NGC 4900, long nebulae. The general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, and their condensation towards the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density towards the center. Smythe, from his description of M66, with a drawing of M65 and M66, in M66, is preceded at about 73s by another of a similar shape, which is Messier's number 65, and both are in the field at the same time, under a moderate power, together with several stars. They were pointed out by McCain to Messier in 1780, and they appeared faint and hazy to him actually. These are Messier's original discoveries. The above is their appearance in my instrument, Lord Rossville, Trans 1850, p. 499-514, drawing on plate XXXVII, Fig. 7, plate XXXVII, Fig. 7, H. 854, March 31st, 1848, a curious nebula with a bright nucleus, resolvable, a spiraled or annular arrangement about it, no other portion of the nebula resolved, observed April 1st, 1848, man April 3rd, with the same results, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 2373, GC 2373 equals H 854 equals M65, Ra 11 H 11 meters 36.7s, NPD 76D8, 46.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, Mi 165 deg plus slash, GBMBN, 8 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, bright, very large, much extended in position angle about 165 degrees plus slash, gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Remark, 2373 equals H 854 equals M65, there is a misprint, 45 deg for 75 deg MP to SF, in the position of extension in my catalog of 1833 JH 1833. The diagram in the original sweep also corroborates this, as does also the figure, Fig. 53, accompanying the catalog, WH twice says me in Marid, 180 deg, H is position 75 deg MP to SF equals 165 deg, a mean of those of Winnicky and ours equals 172 deg, figures in PT 33 JH 1833, plate VI, Fig. 53, PT 50 Lord Ross 1850, plate XXXVII, Fig. 7, Lam Dr. Lamont Sevenlish Vorlsung Uber Nebul Flecken, Munchen 1837, plate I, Fig. 6, Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate II, Fig. 14, Vogel Dr. H. C. Vogel, Position Specimen von Nebelflecken in Sternhof and Swischen plus 9 D30, and plus 15 D30, DECL, Leipzig, 1876, Drawing on Plate I, Fig. 4, Dreyer, 1877, GC 2373, H. 854,065, Drawings in Lassel, Plate II, Fig. 14, and in Vogel, Plate I, Fig. 4, Dreyer, and GC 3623, and GC 3623 equals GC 2373 equals H. 854, M. 65, Ra 11 H. 11 meters 37, NPD 76 D 8.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, Mi 165 deg plus slash, GBMBN, equals M65 bright, very large, much extended and position angle about 165 degrees plus slash, gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Remark. Figures in PT 33 JH 1833, Plate XIV, Fig 53, PT 50 Lorne Ross 1850, Plate XXXVII, Fig 7, Lam Lamont Uber die Nebelflecken, Munich, 1837, Plate I, Fig 6, Las II Lassel, Memoirs or A.S. Volume XXXVI, Plate II, Fig 15, Vogel Position Specimen von Nebelflecken in Sternhofen ZW plus 9 D30, and plus 15 D30, DECL, Leipziger Biob, Ban I, Plate I, Fig. 4, Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 3623. RA equals 11:13.7, DEC equals plus 13:38, PUBL, Lichobs, Volume VII, Plate 28, a beautiful, bright spiral 8x2, in PA 174 DEG, whorls rather indistinct, with one almost stellar condensation, bright, almost stellar nucleus, absorption lane on the east, M65. See apps F262.N. Content Karasiev SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.